Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know that feeling when you mess up, right? Like you trip over air in front of your crush or accidentally send that embarrassing text to the wrong person? Ever feel like a total social klutz sometimes? Well, guess what? We've all been there, but instead of beating ourselves up about those moments, what if we learn to be a little kinder to ourselves? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Cultivating self-compassion and understanding. It's not about letting things slide or becoming complacent. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend after a rough day. And trust me, this is a game changer when it comes to navigating the social world with confidence and grace. Now, self-compassion isn't about ignoring our shortcomings or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about acknowledging that we're human, we make mistakes, we stumble, we have off days. It's about recognizing those moments without judgment, offering ourselves a little bit of love and support instead of harsh criticism. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic, that voice in your head that constantly puts you down? Yeah, that one needs to take a chill pill. Pay attention to the negative thoughts swirling around, those, I'm not good enough, or, I always mess things up, narratives. Remember, our brains are wired to focus on negativity. It's a survival mechanism from way back when. But consciously acknowledging these thoughts and choosing not to engage with them is crucial. Treat your inner critic like an annoying houseguest you have to politely tolerate but don't invite for dinner every night. 2. Practice self-kindness. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Now, extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to a friend in need. Need a little inspiration? Think about how your favorite superhero handles setbacks, with resilience, determination, and a whole lot of self-compassion. You're capable of amazing things too. 3. Embrace imperfection. Listen up, because this is a big one. Perfection is a myth. Striving for flawlessness only sets us up for disappointment and self-criticism. It's okay to make mistakes, to stumble, to not have all the answers. In fact, it's part of what makes us human and allows us to learn and grow. Think about your favorite creative work, a painting, a song, a book. Chances are, there were drafts, revisions, and moments of doubt along the way. But the imperfections often add character and depth to the final product. The same goes for our lives. Embrace the messy, imperfect journey and celebrate your progress along the way. 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and appreciate your accomplishments. Did you nail that presentation? Ace a tough conversation? Stick to your workout routine even when you didn't feel like it? Give yourself a high five. Recognizing our successes, big or small, boosts our confidence and reinforces positive self-belief. Remember, success isn't always about reaching the finish line. It's about celebrating the steps we take along the way. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to connect with yourself in the present moment. Pay attention to your breath, your body sensations, your surroundings. When our minds are racing with thoughts and anxieties, mindfulness can bring us back to center and create space for self-compassion. Ever noticed how a good cup of tea or a walk in nature can instantly calm your nerves? Those moments of mindful connection are like mini vacations for your soul. All right, let's put these takeaways into action with a real-life scenario. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and stumble over a few words. Instead of panicking and letting self-criticism take over, remember, you're human, everyone makes mistakes. Offer yourself a little grace and understanding. It happens to the best of us, I'll just keep going. Focus on your message and connect with your audience. See? That's self-compassion in action. So, remember, cultivating self-compassion is like building a muscle. It takes practice and consistency. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep striving to treat yourself with kindness and understanding. You deserve it, and hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends or leave us a review. Your support keeps this podcast going strong. Until next time, stay confident, stay kind, and keep rocking those social interactions.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.